feeling into how it is. How is it right now? How's the mind, heart, body? What is it showing up like, this experience of last day of care for caregivers retreat? Without judging, just curiosity. Can you feel the sensation, the pull into speeding up? Getting things done. I got so much done so fast. Or maybe there's resistance, not wanting these conditions to end. Or maybe both. Speeding up, getting lots done, but also aversion. Without judging. Oh, I shouldn't have sped up. Oh, I shouldn't already be packed and mentally out of here, energetically. Not judging. Just noticing, wow, look how much effect that's had on this being. And we can also feel how we've been affected by each other's energy of speeding up, getting things done. We've affected each other, haven't we? Take another moment to feel into how is it right now. Right now, just rest. How is it? In the body. So I just want to speak a little bit about this fourth quality that's been referenced through the weekend, this fourth divine abode of the heart, equanimity, before we do this as our practice, or this is our instructions for the day. Which might feel a little amusing because maybe you feel like it's already over. But we still have a day of practice, a life of practice. So maybe we came here to this care for caregivers retreat. You know, what called us? Was there a sense that, or felt experience that somehow my life is out of balance? Does that resonate? Out of balance. Or that something is amiss in my relationship to my caregiving. Me as caregiver feels, this way, that way, there. And maybe that's something that called us to be here. Like Molly shared earlier, I also was watching the trees on our first day of arriving, the teachings of the trees, the beautiful wind, the beautiful trees here, and the thought passed through while watching the trees swaying and bucking and tossing and turning all directions. It was quite turbulent in many directions, and the thought arose, wow, look at that wind. But that wasn't the wind. That was the effect of the wind on the trees. The wind meeting the tree without separation. We weren't really seeing just wind. We're seeing wind and tree. Wind, tree affected by wind, interrelated, without separation at all. And this could be us. Have we been feeling tossed and turned, pushed and pulled, every which way? Do we feel like there was, life was having its way with us, that we had no say in how it was unfolding, and maybe it was, has been unfolding in some ways we didn't like or want. And here you have begun to grow deep and steady roots with how it is. Remember this, feel this. Deep and steady roots. The roots, this ground, this presence, steadiness, is not so that we will not feel wind anymore, the winds of life, but that we will have some fortitude, some capacity, some grace with it. With this pushing, pulling, moving, coming, going, liking, not liking. And our practice here of insight, and in particular these divine abodes we've been practicing and teaching about, divine abodes of the heart, metta, kind friendliness to this being, compassion, karuna, the response, the action in relationship to suffering when it arises. Mudita, the harmonic joy in relationship to each other, to life, to all, resonating with that when it arises. And upekkha, equanimity that we're talking about now. Each one of these could also be known as intimacy. Right? Loving, friendly, kindness, intimacy. This is what has been so precious, us slowing down, paying attention, becoming intimate with this dear one here, and oh, it's like this. Oh. And becoming intimate again with what I've referred to previously as, you know, our most intimate life partner. This self, this being, this heart mind. And compassion, karuna, is intimacy. It's the response that arises from intimacy. Compassion is not so much the doing. I'm doing a lot of things to look after a lot of people. It's a natural response that arises from this heart quality when suffering is, when there's intimacy with suffering. And joy, mudita, is intimacy with the sweetness, sweetness. And allowing the heart to be touched by that. This quality, equanimity, is opening to what feels painful, gently, spaciously, tenderly, carefully, opening to what feels joyful. Is that okay for me to touch joy? Is joy not here? Can I bring kindness to that? And opening to what feels unimportant, what's been not paid attention to. This is the quality of equanimity, being in close proximity to the 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows, as it's sometimes referred to. And especially knowing, experiencing intimacy with the bodily experience, their quality of arising and passing. These 10,000 joys, 10,000 sorrows, and 10,000s not known. And particularly meeting with, inquiring, interested in their nature of arising and passing. Due to conditions. Not me and mine. In our daily lives, have we been trying to control what cannot be controlled? Trying to push away what cannot be pushed away? Trying to get what isn't there. So this fourth divine abode, this fourth Brahma Vihara, equanimity, allows us to meet with what is actually happening. With the quality you have cultivated of spacious presence, inner stillness, calm, kindness, knowing this is how it is in this moment. When there's pain, it doesn't mean I've done something wrong. When there's numbness, it doesn't mean I've done something wrong. And if there is aversion to this is how it is, then we just know that with kindness, stillness, awareness. My favorite description of equanimity, Pascal shared this in May, is from Tara Tulka Rinpoche. Very dear to me. Equally near to all things. Is that how we think of balance in our lives? When we're like, when we've come here, I want balance. Do we think, I want to be equally near to all things? Oh, I don't think so. Or do we think, my life is out of balance, I need to get rid of some of this crap? You're allowed to say crap in a Dharma talk? I need to get rid of some of this stuff I don't like. I need to get more of the good stuff. And there can be some truth to that. There can be things that we can work with, but lots of times it's like this. So what does it mean to feel this quality of being equally near to all things? Wow. When I feel that as a heart experience, the heart quality of that invitation, there's no pushing away and no leaning toward. So how to practice with this today? We're still here till 4. We're still practicing. And to stay in the body. Be here now. Feel the momentum. Feel the energy. Feel the mind states moving into to-do lists. Worries. And become intimate with it. Ah, equally near to this. It's like this. In the body, how is it like this? Oh, it's affected the body like this. Ah. Now what's here? Okay. Let's have a sit.